And good morning, everyone. This is one of our favorite programs of the week. It is our Marshalltown Icon Show. Val Ruff hosting, of course, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Welcome.
Thank you, Kyle. Good morning. Glad to be here today
on this crisp morning. To see you, yes.
Thank you. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our Marshalltown Icons radio show today. Today we're featuring Willard's Furs and Fashion, and we definitely know that is a Marshalltown icon. And we have Jonathan Hall, the owner here today, is going to share some information and the history of Willard's Furs and Fashion and kind of bring us up to date on what's new in the world of furs and fashion today. But let's go ahead and get started, Jonathan, and thanks for being on the show with us today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You bet. So let's go ahead. Why don't you get us started? It sounds like I know you have a rich history and some uniqueness to maybe the original location that you've been in since over 100 years.
Yeah, it's I got 152 years to cover here, so
well, we better get started.
We better get going here. So just kind of a background of our business, my great-great-grandfather, Hiram Willard, he started the business, and he actually grew up in Maine, was born in Maine, and he learned the fur tanning trade when he was a real young man. But then he knew he was going to have to move further west if he was going to continue with that. So he was still a single young man, wasn't married, and he took canal boats through the Erie Canal all by himself. And then he got to Chicago, and from there he walked to Galena, Illinois, and found a job at a tannery owned by Jesse Grant. And that is U.S. Grant's father. And at that time, this was before the Civil War, so they were actually partners and worked together in his father, Grant's father's tannery for a period of years up until the Civil War. And at that time, we know what Grant did. That's
sure.
If you know your history.
Yes.
And then Hiram, he had medical conditions. I think he had glaucoma, so he could not go into the service. So he moved his family to Kentucky for a brief time, and then in 1863 came to Marshalltown and started his business in 1864.
Wow. You know what I'm learning through the Marshalltown Icon Show is a lot of folks that have come through Chicago to get to Marshalltown. We hear that kind of, or mm-hmm. they've come through Illinois, you know, mm-hmm. or they've made their way through. So that's very interesting that we have these, a lot of connections to Chicago and folks coming into Marshalltown.
Yeah, it was probably a hub at that point for railroad and, you know,
absolutely.
Boat connections across Lake Michigan and that type of thing.
So you got not really a relationship, but you've got a connection to U.S. Grant's father.
Yeah. Oh, well, so, and also Grant, yeah. we have a photo, an actual photo of Grant that was given to my great-great-grandfather of him in his civilian clothes taken in Galena. So,
oh, cool.
You know, not in his military yeah. outfit, and it's signed by him also.
Sure. And we don't have to jump off topic here, but I know when you go into the Willards, you have a lot of great memorabilia, and you have a lot of information about the historical promotional items and things through the years, which is really kind of fun to come in and look at what all your big collection that you have there.
Yeah, I've got a display of early photos of our original building, which was torn down around 1930, and so our current building was built during the Depression in 1931. I think it opened in 1933, but yeah, throughout the store I've got pictures of not only our business, but Marshalltown. I've got old catalogs from from the turn of the century that we used to send out all over the country. We would get people sending in furs for us to do the tanning. We'd get monkey pelts, jaguar pelts from South America, polar bears from Alaska. We got leopard from Africa. I mean, they would come in by the train car loads, and they'd unload them and bring them up, and we'd process them. And yeah, we did tanning from really all over the world at
wow.
that time.
That's very interesting. So let's go ahead and talk about, let's jump back a little bit, Jonathan. So in 1863, you said that the store, or was when he landed here, right? In 1864, yes. He opened the store. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and just take us to that timeline of history about Willard's.
Yeah, so we opened in 1864 and started out as just basically fur tanning at that point. And then Hiram Willard, he had a daughter named Alice, and she married my great-grandfather, Charles Hull. So that's how the Hulls got into the business. So we kept the name as Willard's for Hiram Willard, and then Hull married his daughter, and then so our family has been in the business for four generations now, and then five, total of five with Hiram Willard. So, but we were manufacturing. So my great-grandfather, you know, got into the business, and Hiram had two sons that started in the business with him. One of them was Leroy Randall, and he is the one that actually built the Willard home here. A lot of people confuse, think that, you know, the Willard Mansion is, you know, the fur business. Well, it isn't. It was actually Hiram's son, and he worked for his dad for a period of years. But then in 1898, he and another man started the Marshall Oil Company here in town, which is down where the Diamond Vogel plant is. Mm-hmm. So they got in on the ground floor of petroleum products right when the cars were starting to be made. So they were, you know, doing oil and, you know, providing all different types of things at that time. So that's where he made his money.
Interesting. And then if you think about, oh, we're getting the timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout. That was a fast 8 minutes, and we'll be right back with the Marshalltown Icon Show.
Marshalltown is the perfect destination for fabulous fall activities. There are dozens of activities going on in Marshalltown. Here are just a few. Follow your heart for the love of art at the Downtown Art Walk this Friday. Gather your friends and enjoy more autumn events throughout October. The Marshalltown Treasures Tour and Rockin' the Arts are both on October 1st. Pick your own plunder on the Backroads Junket Trail October 7th through the 9th. Meet at the Marshalltown Mall for the 4th Annual Mall Timberfest October 8th. Celebrate the life and big screen success of Gene Seberg at the Orpheum Theater November 4th and 5th. Do not miss the premier event of the holiday season in Marshalltown, the Downtown Holiday Stroll on Saturday, November 19th. Also on that Saturday, celebrate the Marshall County Courthouse 130th anniversary. Follow the history, the magic, and the wonder of Marshalltown and much of Central Iowa at events throughout the region. For more information of these and many more events, go to the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau website, visitmarshalltown.org.
Politician Steve Sodders seems to have his priorities a little backwards. Steve Sodders voted to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on free trolley service for Des Moines lobbyists. And Sodders voted for millions in wasteful government spending, including a golf tournament in Des Moines and a new parking lot for a stadium in Des Moines. But when it comes to taxpayers, Steve Sodders isn't so generous. Sodders supported a massive spending plan that put Iowa taxpayers more than $1 billion in debt, giving millions to special interests, but taking billions from taxpayers? Those are Steve Sodders' priorities. Isn't it time for someone new? A family man, farmer, and local business owner, Jeff Edler has the right priorities. Jeff Edler will work to reduce taxes, support family farms and small business owners, and stop wasteful spending. This November, vote Jeff Edler for State Senate.
Paid for by the Republican Party of Iowa, approved by Jeff Edler.
Welcome back. Our Marshalltown Icons program. Here is Val Ruff.
Good morning. So today on our Marshalltown Icons, we're featuring Willard's Furs and Fashions with owner Jonathan Hull, and he's bringing us almost into the 19th century. We're just about there anyway. So let's go ahead and keep going and talk a little bit about, so the listeners will just continue to carry on, Jonathan, about where we were in our story.
Okay. I kind of made the reference to the Willard Mansion, they call it here, how that was built by my great-great-grandfather's son. So he had his own business, which he started turn of the century, Marshall Oil Company. So he got out of the business. And kind of carrying forward here, Hiram Willard actually died in 1906. if you see the current building we have, you see these side stairs that go up to the second floor. So the original building was kind of looked like that. And Hiram lived on the second floor with his family, and then they rented out rooms on the third floor. One of the people that used to stay with them, they became really good friends with, was Billy Sunday, the evangelist. So when he came to Marshalltown, he would stay with them, and they were good friends. But Hiram actually died. He fell from the top of the stairs to the bottom because he was blind at that point with the glaucoma, and he just got disoriented. that the obituary goes into great detail. They did the whole spill of what happened, and it's kind of a funny story. I mean, it's not funny, but
yeah, right.
I guess he got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and his wife would always help him, and for some reason that night she didn't. So instead of making a left, he took a right, and he ended up on the landing and, you know, ooh, fell to his death. So,
oh, no.
So after he died, then my great-grandfather, Charles Hull, took over. And he had five boys, and his oldest son by the name of Willard, he had been actually over in China in the embassy service. He went there when he was 18 years old, right out of high school, and was there from 1901 or 2 to 1911. And so when he came back, then he joined his father, Charles, in the business. And then they started to actually, we manufactured fur coats and fur rugs and robes and mittens and, you know, still did tanning from all over the world.
Sure. So they kind of took a turn and did something just a little bit different.
Yes.
Because there probably was a different need at that time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, fur coats back at that time, you know, were very, you know, women bought them, you know, a lot because of the cold weather. If you're in a cold climate, you know, there's nothing warmer. Even today, there's nothing warmer than a real fur coat. So
yeah,
they got into the manufacturing side of things at that time. And then kind of just to give you, you know, the current up, you know, as far as the five generations, then my grandfather, Willard Hull, he had two sons, and his oldest son, Joe, who was my dad, he joined the business, I think, in around, right after the Depression. He was going to school at Northwestern in Chicago, but the Depression came and couldn't afford to stay in school, so he came back and joined his father, and then they ran the business actually then evolved it into the ready-to-wear. We incorporated women's ready-to-wear. Actually, we took over the ready-to-wear business from Art and Edie Winston, and some of the people here, you know, that have lived here a long time may remember them, but they leased the front of the store, and they had the ready-to-wear department. So when they retired, we took over that part of the business. And then I came back in 1982, and so that kind of is the five-generation story there.
So 1982, that's you stepped in.
Yes.
Awesome. You know, and I think that we need to remind, too, the listeners, you know, we're pretty fortunate here in downtown Marshalltown to have, I think, four businesses that are over 100 years old that are still located in the downtown.
Yes.
Maybe not in the same particular buildings, but I know yours is the same building.
Same location.
Yeah, same location. So I think we're pretty fortunate to be able to tout that as something to be proud of here in the Marshalltown area.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how many employees? Are you the main employee or?
Oh, yeah. I'm the janitor, the bookkeeper, the, you know, buyer, you know, you name it.
But, sure.
But no, I have, you know, about four part-time employees that will fill in, you know, when I'm gone, or especially during like prom season, because
we
do tuxedo rentals now, and that just gets really, really busy. So you've got to have, you know, a lot of help in at that time.
Sure.
So
So let's talk a little bit about how the fur business is different today. I mean, through how the furs have evolved and, you know, I know you still have furs and you have lots of, you know, unique accessory furs that are accessories and things like that. But let's talk a little bit about how the fur business has kind of evolved and how it's changed through the years.
Well, when we were manufacturing, we still have our journal or whatever, handwritten journal of coats from, I think it dates back to 1944 all the way through the 60s, and we were selling hundreds of coats a year. And, that finally phased out in the 60s. I think things started to slow down a little bit as far as we weren't making coats anymore, so the factory building, you know, was not being used. And then during the 80s, we kind of had a little bit of a recession, and then, you know, PETA kind of got involved with putting a bad name on furs. But actually, people come into the store today, and I always get three questions. You know, oh, do you still sell furs? Or, oh, it's the first time I've been in here. I just thought you sold furs only. And then, does PETA bother you? That's always the three questions I get.
So if I buy a fur coat, am I going to get beat up when I step out the door?
No, I mean, we live in Iowa. We eat meat, you know, this is cold weather country.
Yes, it is. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for our final segment of the Marshalltown Icon Show.
Marshalltown is the perfect destination for fabulous fall activities. There are dozens of activities going on in Marshalltown. Here are just a few. Follow your heart for the love of art at the Downtown Art Walk this Friday. Gather your friends and enjoy more autumn events throughout October. The Marshalltown Treasures Tour and Rockin' the Arts are both on October 1st. Pick your own plunder on the Backroads Junket Trail October 7th through the 9th. Meet at the Marshalltown Mall for the 4th Annual Mall Timberfest October 8th. Celebrate the life and big screen success of Gene Seberg at the Orpheum Theater November 4th and 5th. Do not miss the premier event of the holiday season in Marshalltown, the Downtown Holiday Stroll on Saturday, November 19th. Also on that Saturday, celebrate the Marshall County Courthouse 130th anniversary. Follow the history, the magic, and the wonder of Marshalltown and much of Central Iowa at events throughout the region. For more information of these and many more events, go to the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau website, visit marshalltown.org.
Do you have a long-distance relationship with breakfast? Does your morning commute take you farther away from the crispy hash browns and freshly brewed coffee you love? Do you tell yourself you're too busy? You just don't have time for sizzling sausage and fluffy eggs. Don't settle for missing breakfast. Let McDonald's close the distance between you and the most important meal of your day.
Come together with all your breakfast favorites in the bold flavor of McCafe coffee. Right now, get any size coffee for $1. Prices and participation may vary.
You love McDonald's all day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Riding like a cowboy. Cowboy.
Get more choices you love now with McDonald's all day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Welcome back. Our final segment of our Marshalltown Icons program. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. Well, welcome back to the Marshalltown Icons Show. We're in our final segment, and today we're visiting with Jonathan Hull, who is owner of Willard's Furs and Fashions, and we're getting a lot of great history about the Willard's and the Hull family, and then we've been talking about furs in general and how fur coats and things have changed, you know, throughout time, I guess we should say. And so we're going to go ahead and Jonathan and I were talking on the break about estate furs that individuals that had furs years ago and that you know they passed on and they're kind of coming back full circle to you again.
Yeah, we get people that call us all the time. You know, hey, I found my mom's or grandmother's fur coat, and you know, can I bring it in and see what it is? And you know, come on in. And a lot of times they're more vintage pieces and really don't have a lot of value because as they get older, the pelts do dry out, so they start to tear, and so I just try to be honest with them and say, hey, donate it to the theater or whatever. But we do have people that do bring in coats that are nice coats that, you know, they're moving south or they've outgrown it or whatever. So we have consignment coats that, and we sell quite a few of them. So it's kind of a nice little addition is to have with the new fur coats. And, you know, it's not a huge part of our business anymore, but people still do buy and like furs. You know, there's just no substitute for them for the warmth and the way they are made now. It's totally different than, you know, they were. The new coats are very lightweight. You know, most of the furs that are used are ranched now because they can develop a more quality pelt, you know, lighter weight, you know, denser furs, you know, warmer, you know, so it's
and bright colors. You got bright colored
any color you want now. And the accessories, we sell a lot of fur scarves and fur headbands and fur keychains. I mean, we got it all. So,
well, great. So very interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else, Jonathan, you want to visit with or share with the folks today? I know you had mentioned earlier that you have a line of tuxedos now,
right?
That's been very successful for you. And I was mentioning that it's nice to know that we have that service here in downtown Marshalltown, so folks don't have to go out of town to rent tuxedos.
Yeah, we took that over when Mary Catherine's went out of business. She came in and said, hey, you need to take the tuxedo business. And I thought, oh, geez, do I really want something else to have to deal with? But it's been really great. We've got the room to do it. And it's been really a nice addition. And that's the thing with small business, you have to continue to make changes, add new things, you know. So it's you're always looking to do something different to get, you know, new people in and keep your business going.
And speaking of getting people in, I think we've got something in the downtown on Friday that I want to take a quick minute to the downtown art walk. And I know that you're one of the businesses that's going to be hosting an artist.
Yes.
I think we've got about just about 20 artists that are going to be in the downtown on this coming Friday, September 30th, in the Downtown Art Walk. And so I would encourage folks, if you're listening, come on downtown and meet the artists and go into some shops and look around and come into the downtown, support our downtown. I know there's going to be a lot of fun things that the Art Walk Committee has been planning. And also, I just want to take a minute, too, to plug the, on Saturday, October 1st, October already, we have the Treasures Tour that is put together by the Marshalltown Central Business District. And you get to take a look at the upper level and some of the new economic development that we have in the downtown. And then also that afternoon at 4 o'clock is the Rock and the Arts, and that's the fundraiser for the Central Iowa Art Association. So I want to encourage everybody to come out and support the Central Iowa Art Association. They provide the arts programming and education for the Marshalltown area, so we want to make sure we keep them viable and support that. So I want to thank Jonathan for being on the show today with Willard's Furs and Fashion and sharing 152 years of history and definitely a Marshalltown icon. So thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you again for having me.